We are 35 days in. 15 days left, counting the evening before. That is when we will be observing this festival that pictures the coming of the Holy Spirit and the establishment of God's church. Pentecost serves as an annual reminder that our Creator still works miracles. He's granted his Holy Spirit to those called to be first fruits of his spiritual harvest, empowering them to carry out his work in this world. I appreciate the middle hymn that we sang today because it actually blends in a little with what I'm going to speak to you about today. I thought it was very nice. This gift from God is the greatest gift that anyone could receive. And it's free. It's free. It comes as a whole set. It represents the combined essence of God's love, his power, his grace, his wisdom, and that all works within a person. It allows them to overcome challenges, identify sin more clearly, more easily. For those that like a title, I've actually titled this message as Quality Over Quantity. If I were to give you a gift, I'm going to give everyone a gift today. I'm going to give you a bike. But that bike is only going to come, though, with a handlebar, a chain, the seat, and one wheel. But I want you to go out there with that bike, though, and learn how to use it. Can you use that bike? I want you to learn how to do flips with it. I want you to learn how to ride fast with it. I want you to learn how to brake with it somehow. Use that bike. Could you actually use that bike as it is with just what I've given you? Is it possible? God's Holy Spirit, brethren, does not come, he doesn't give it to us in just increments or amounts. It does not yet come in its fullness. When it comes in its fullness, that's when we will be spirit beings. As humans, as carnal creatures, we can't have the God's Holy Spirit in its fullness because then we'd be able to fly. We'd be able to never sin again. We would be able to heal anybody. We'd be able to do all kinds of things if we were able to have God's fullness and his spirit within us. So in a manner of speaking, God does give us his spirit as a whole set, as what we are needing right now to be able to operate within our lives. It comes as the whole set, and it's required as it comes in this way to be in our physical life right now because we are able to build upon it with what God has given us. Let's look over, actually, John. Open our Bibles up to John chapter 3. Because I found it interesting when Jesus said these words. John chapter 3, I'm going to be reading from the MSG, the Message translation, but I'll actually reiterate because a lot of these translations end up kind of still meaning the same thing, just worded differently. John 3:34, the one that God sent speaks God's words, and don't think that he rations out the Spirit in bits and pieces. Other translations say measurements or amounts in there. So for the New King James, it says God does not give out his Spirit by measure. I look at that as when we are baptized, we don't get just 10%, 20%, or 30% of God's Holy Spirit. We get his Spirit with what he's able to give us to operate accurately and glorifying him as a physical human being on this earth. It's not that we should ask God for more than what he's already given, but rather to ask God for the wisdom, the strength, and the courage to use what he has already given us. That's the gift of his Holy Spirit. We need to remind ourselves daily to be asking for more of his strength, his help, his grace, to use his gift to its fullness of what we're able to accomplish with it in our life, rather than asking for more amounts of it. We already have what we need. 2 Corinthians, if you'll turn over there with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm going to read verse 9. I'm going to be once again using the New Living Translation for this one. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." God's grace is a part of his Spirit. It's a part of that whole kit. That's all he needed. That's all Paul needed. God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you. I've given you what you need. Build upon it." It's like, if I was to give, again, I already said the bike, but how about a power tool, for example? If I give you an impact drill, to those that know what an impact drill versus a regular drill is, an impact drill, you need to have certain parts to it in order to use it appropriately. If I give you an impact drill and it doesn't come with the sleeve or the bits to it, how are you able to use it? You can't use it. You only have 50% of it. God has given us all we need to accomplish our mission. We just need to be able to be in more synchronization with God's Spirit, with what God's will is, and to understand it. We can't allow the Holy Spirit to become weakened. We don't let it wither away. Once upon a time, an elder gave a message in the church in Ann Arbor here, talked about the Spirit as a muscle. I think he was dead right. It's a muscle. And when you first are baptized, you may not have that strength yet. You're using it, and you grow with it. It gets stronger within you. You have the same amount of it. You just have to get better with it, train with it. The Spirit is to be used at all time, and that's how we grow and get stronger with it. We train with it just like the bike. But if I give you that whole bike as it's supposed to be, it has everything, then I would want you to be able to learn how to do things on it, ride fast, to do flips, spin, to do spins on it, whatever. I mean, it's kind of hard to say. Some of us in here might not be able to do all that, myself included, but you know what I mean. You would be able to do all these things with it because it's you have it. You have all you need for it. We are all on, I like to say, different levels of spiritual growth. It's like some of you have been baptized longer than I have, and I would like to assume, you know, you have a different level of growth than I. I have more growing. We all eventually actually have more growing to do. The day we stop growing is the day we die. But, you know, there are those that have had more practice with using and utilizing the God's Holy Spirit here. And, you know, I would say that that's a practice that everyone should be doing. We all need to be practicing with it and using it. And like I said, I'm on a different level than some of you who've, like I said, been at practice with it a lot longer. And I could use wisdom and guidance on how to better myself as you have, kind of a thing. So whether they've been in the church longer and have been at practice longer, we can all surely say that since our baptisms that we have grown more with God's gift since then. I was baptized in 2014, so I would hope to think that since then I've learned to grow more with it and resonate with it since then. Each study, each prayer, each trial is when we grow in the Spirit. But that's how we get a strong bond with God's Spirit, is by using it. In Scripture, we actually find that Elijah performed 7 miracles because of his connection with God and his Spirit working in him. And these are all recorded. We won't turn there, but they're all recorded in 1 Kings chapter 17. If you want to write it down, you can look over it later. But in 1 Kings 17, you read about these 7 miracles that Elijah performed. He had great practice with resonating with God's Spirit. And when he was to pass the mantle on to Elisha, who was the dedicated disciple and attendant and appointed successor to Elijah, Elisha asked for a double portion of Elijah's Spirit. Let's look at this account. We will turn over to 2 Kings chapter 2. We'll read verse 9. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. "And so it was that when he had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, 'Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?' Elisha said, 'Please, for let a double portion of your Spirit be upon me.'" I want you to notice that the Spirit there is actually a lowercase s. It's not talking about God's Holy Spirit. Elisha is about to take place of his teacher. Elisha is about to take on a role that he's only been watching his teacher do. He was not asking for twice the power of the Holy Spirit. He was asking Elisha for the spiritual recognition, the empowerment to, as the successor, to carry on the prophetic mantle. In other words, Elisha was asking Elijah for his wisdom on how he can be like him and how he can have that same zeal, strength, and power. That's like, you know, it's like asking a mentor, someone you've watched over for years, even to I want to be able to do what you do. I've only been watching, but I want to be doing what you're doing. And he asked for a double portion of that. We will turn over. Let's look at Hebrews 13 real quick. Hebrews 13, verse 7. I feel like, in a way, this is exactly what Elisha was wanting. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember those who ruled over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow. Consider the outcome of their contact or their conduct and imitate their way of life, some scriptures actually say. That is, I feel, what Elijah wanted. He wanted to remember Elijah. He wanted to be like him and to imitate his conduct and his faith. He wanted to have that same resonance. And well, brethren, it looks like God answered that request. Because as you know in the story, Elijah said, it's not up to me. It's up to God if that's to happen for you. I have no control of that. But it looks like God answered that request for Elisha, because as we can see through Scripture, that he did in fact perform substantially more miracles than Elijah did. At least 28 different accounts were recorded. This is that power that we all have, that same amount, just different strengths, different abilities with using it more effectively. The only time that we will be at fullness with God's Spirit is when we shall see him and be like him as spirit beings. We just need to ask God for that will, the willpower within our human spirit to allow God's Spirit to take over when it comes to our actions and things that we do. Ask God that his Spirit would lead us on the right paths that lead to his glory and recognition. In conclusion, as I've said before, we are all in different levels of spiritual growth, but all of us have been baptized with the Spirit, the water, and the blood. We can be a Christian testimony, a personal narrative, highlighting God's grace, his faithfulness, and transforming power in our lives now. As we draw closer to Pentecost, let us remember to acknowledge this great gift, and may we always ask for more of its qualities, not its quantities, to move us in the right direction.